This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Femuliner. U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill is circulating an online petition urging the National Rifle Association to make their voice a part of the solution to prevent future mass killings like the one last week in Newtown, Connecticut. The Missouri Democrat said in a news release today the right to own guns isn't the issue. She says what's needed are common sense laws that respect that right but prevent the mass slaughter of innocent Americans. The NRA has promised to offer meaningful contributions to help make sure this never happens again. Missouri's other senator, Republican Roy Blunt, said in a statement today that mental health programs need fixing, but he doesn't believe a weapons ban will solve this problem. The sponsor of a bill that will allow Missouri teachers to be armed in classrooms says they won't be running around their schools with guns drawn. The proposal by Republican House member Mike Kelly of Lamar is just one of several aimed at protecting school kids in the wake of last week's mass shootings in Newtown, Connecticut. Kelly says there's a lot of misconception out there about his bill.
When I talk to people, I can tell in their mind they're picturing the Wild West with two six-shooters, one on each hip, and the teachers walking in and going, "This is my classroom." What we're looking into is giving an opportunity for those that take care of our children to allow those teachers to protect themselves and to protect those that are under their care.
Meanwhile, the NEA and the American Federation of Teachers released a joint statement today opposing efforts by states to allow teachers to be armed in class. Winter weather in mid-Missouri caused a number of power outages throughout the area. In Columbia, that included loss of power at the airport and partial power outages at three public schools this morning. Utility officials say most of the outages were caused by high winds that didn't knock down electric lines, but just caused the lines to slap into each other, tripping breakers at substations and causing temporary outages. Meantime, authorities are responding to numerous traffic crashes and slide-offs in northwestern Missouri as storms blanketed the area with several inches of snow. Interstate 29 from St. Joseph to the Iowa border was reopened this afternoon after having been closed for several hours. Superintendent Chris Belcher says Columbia Public Schools will be under heightened security tomorrow following rumors and chatter about a possible planned violent act at one of the district schools. In a letter to parents today, Belcher said the district and the Columbia Police Department have investigated the rumors and can't find any credible evidence. He believes the rumors are related to the Newtown shooting, the supposed end of the Mayan calendar, and the fact that Friday is the last day of classes before winter break.
And so our letter was an attempt to say, here's what we're hearing. We've checked it. We don't think there's evidence to it, but we're going to take every precaution tomorrow. And we're also going to talk to the students about the danger of spreading rumors about school violence issues.
Belcher says all high school campuses will be closed campuses Friday, meaning students will only be able to leave for certain reasons. He also says there will be increased police patrols around the buildings, students may be searched if necessary, and there will be controlled access through specific doors of each school. Meantime, Jefferson City Public Schools has issued a statement saying it's also up security amid similar rumors. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Femuliner.